Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. He hasn't changed. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And before we go into the word of the Lord, as I was just preparing to come on this broadcast, the Lord quickened to me that He wanted to minister to some folks, and there is someone who is suffering with a toothache. It's one of your molars in the lower jaw on the left side. And we want to pray for that God will lift that pain. You know, I recently had a situation like that. I was working on a mailing when I really needed to concentrate, and I had a distinct discomfort and pain in one of my teeth. And I thought maybe, it's a cavity. And I prayed about it, and God was merciful. It lifted, it went. And then I actually did go to have it checked out, and there was no problem. It wasn't a cavity. So, but this has been bothering you on that lower left side. And then there's someone, I think it's a sister, who there's some pain on you, is like in the back of your ear on the right side. There's discomfort, and I don't know if there's swelling, but there's something that's been really annoying and bothering you. So we want to pray for that. And then also there's someone suffering with a lower back pain. And for those, the Lord has called out, if you could just put your hand over that area of your body. And then for anyone else, though pain is an enemy, God is going to bring us into a wonderful time in the future where there'll be no more pain and no more suffering. And unfortunately, in this earth we go through, this world, our life experience, pain does come. Sometimes it's the result of sickness. It happened in the times of the apostles. And that's why God said that the prayer of faith will save the sick. That's why He decreed there would be an anointing of oil in a congregation or a church service. But the point is, He has gifts of healing so that we can be set free from the work of this, of this natural world that we're living in, because we have been fully redeemed. Jesus has paid it all, but these physical bodies are still under the curse. We still, unless the Lord returns, we will all go by way of the grave. Only two have gone to in the presence of the Lord without that, and that was Enoch and Elijah. A fiery chariot came to take him to heaven. So the point is, the body is the last aspect of our salvation. We'll have a new glorified body just like Jesus. Aren't you excited about that? Praise God. All right, so let's pray. Father, you see those that you, the one with the toothache and that discomfort right behind the ear. I don't know if it's the jaw or the inner ear. And Lord, this situation in the lower back. Father, we pray for these specifically. Father, we take authority over the pain in that tooth, over the pain and subluxation, Father, the nerve inflammation in that lower back. And Father, we speak healing. And Father, whatever going on in this sister behind that ear, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak healing. Just as the woman reached out and touched the hem of His garment and was totally healed, Father, I pray for that same healing virtue by the faith in God, the faith of God, that you will touch them in their bodies and alert anyone else who is suffering with pain. Wherever you have pain right now, just if you're able, place it on your body. And Father, we curse pain. We curse the root cause of that pain, of disease, of sickness, of affliction in Jesus' name, and you shall go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to flow into their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they shall be delivered from pain. Father, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And so, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you also for ministering to those who've gone through a really rough day. Lord, those who have been attacked and been in battles, Father, I just pray for a spirit of peace upon them, comfort, every bit of anxiety and stress to go in Jesus' name. I pray for the rest. I pray for the peace of God right now. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing your work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're not limited, Lord, by time or distance. It is the prayer of faith. It's the belief. It's the trust in God, Lord, that does the work. And we thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. All right, well, as we go into the word of the Lord, Father, we thank for you for your anointing and you to help us understand and even just maybe briefly at this point in time, but unveil to us greater and greater revelation of what it means to be made in his image, in your image. And that's the subject of the message we're going to be looking at as we begin today and perhaps the next couple days. What does it mean to be in the image of God? I don't know. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I know what the Bible says, but what does that really mean? God is a spirit, right? And we are spirit, soul, and body. When we're saved, the Spirit of God comes to dwell in our spirit. Our soul consists of our reasoning abilities, our will, and the things that pertain to our consciousness, and then, of course, our physical body. That's pretty evident what that is. And so, beloved, what if he is spirit, how can we be like him? Well, there's so many wonderful scriptures we're going to be looking at, but I've often thought that, well, you know what, before I do that, before I make the statement, let's look at the beginning. Let's look at Genesis 1:26. And God said, here we are, right at the beginning, let us, there's a expression there of the triune deity there, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. All you animal lovers out there, see, that was by God's divine intent. A righteous man careth for the needs of his beast. Amen. And we've learned to love the charge that God has given us, our pets, our furry family, as I refer to my animals, cats and dogs, cat and dog at this point. But God, that we have been given charge over them. We have authority over them, and we're to care for them in a godly way and not be cruel to them. And so, wow, there's nothing wrong. I mean, God has given us meat to eat. Thank goodness. In the millennium, the ox and the lion, they're going to eat grass. And so the animals won't be going around killing each other, and we can return to the Garden of Eden. Dispensation, if you will, because it was after the flood that God said to Noah, every living thing shall be to you as meat. Whereas before that, they were, you know, they lived in the garden and they're basically vegetarian. So anyway, that's a big detour. But that's what was God's purpose, to make us man in his image and after his likeness. And so as I've thought about that, I thought, well, we're certainly not like God in terms of knowledge and wisdom. In Jesus, all the fullness of God's wisdom and knowledge abides. We can never attain to his power, to his traits. I mean, we are a created creature, but there's some resemblance, there's some similarities. And while we may not, even the most brilliant man or woman on earth, cannot even in the slightest way attain to any of the knowledge and wisdom that God has, yet there are some ways I feel we can relate, and that, of course, is in the realm of emotion. God has made us an emotional being. And I know People say, well, animals don't have that. Well, any of you animal people out there, your pets, aren't you convinced your dog or cat does have emotions? Don't you? Once you have a close relationship with an animal, you find that they do have their emotions, if you will, their whims, and they are not dumb animals. All right, I'll get off the subject of pets, but let's go on. In one of the ways I think we can understand how we can be in His image and likeness is because we do experience and feel emotion. God is love. We know we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can frustrate Him. God can be angry. We read of all these emotions in a heartbreaking way. In Hosea, God is pleading with unfaithful Israel, you know, as an adulterous wife, that he's heartsick. He's yearning after His beloved. And so this is one way we can relate. But let's leave that now. Those are just my thoughts I'm sharing with you. And let's go on to what the scripture has to say about being in His image. 2 Peter 1 and 4 declares, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature." What an amazing statement that is, that the promises that God has given to us in His Word, that somehow as we appropriate them, as we lay hold on them, we become partakers of the divine nature. Isn't that exciting? In His image, beloved, what does this mean? And what does this require in the life of a believer? Well, my time has come to an end, and I'm going to leave it right there. So we'll pick up tomorrow to see a little bit more on what this possibly could mean. And I invite you to join me at the same time. Now, if you have prayer needs, the purpose of this ministry, one of the purposes, is to be a partner in prayer with God's people. Ever since 1965, that has been one of the most sacred aspects, and that of the correspondence ministry, replying back by letter, however God would minister prophetically or with scripture or exhortation. However, that has been a bulwark, if you will, of this ministry, and a ministry that I love to partake in and be a part of, be with the Holy Spirit and minister to God's people. So the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.